Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And they lean on his grind attack. Menenga, sensational right from the start. Menenga unleashed again into the second and third level as he continues to gash his defense.
That's CBS Sports. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we want to tell you that we're taking not only a Hoosier guy call, because Menungai is our guy today. Who's your Menungai? Exactly. But we also are taking your calls in the next segment, 312-644-6767. And I understand we've got one now. So, hi, let's take your call on the Score.
Hi, it's Danny in New York City by way of Wilmette.
I mean,
Danny and Wilmette. It's not Danny and Wilmette on the hotline?
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
What's
I couldn't
up,
wait
Danny?
Till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Raheemi Harrison Grody. No, first time, long time, big fan. But listen, we don't do as many bits as we used to, right?
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, there's not enough bits in society. It's why I love First Things First. We do a lot of stupid bits, and maybe I'm forgetting one, but Grody, I think you maybe have the best, and if not best, certainly most popular recurring current bit on the Score, which is just Bears. And just by judging things on a scale of Bears.
Yeah.
And so I was curious. I think, if I may.
You may.
I have something for you. I believe I have something that is 10 out of 10 Bears.
What? Whoa. Okay, you can't. This better be good, because you can't get careless and frivolous and all of that. You better come strong here, Danny.
So I understand. Listen, okay. On the Jack Sanborn scale of Bears, whoa. I understand that this is what I'm about to say. I am calling my shot. Okay,
all right.
I'm pointing the left center ahead of the pitch, one finger out towards the outfield, and I'm calling my shot that when you factor in everything here, including the year, it is 10 out of 10 Bears. So everybody, I'm sure, knows by this point that Caleb Williams was the first player in NFL history with 3 passing touchdowns, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 catches in a game in NFL history.
Bears.
It's never been done before. But tell me how many Bears this is, Grody. If you lower the threshold to 2 passing touchdowns, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in a game, the last player to do it before Caleb Williams on Sunday was Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Oh, my God.
In 1983.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
1983.
83?
Wow. And just to add, oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
Did you just hit your chest like the Super
I did.
Fans?
I was having a minor heart attack right there.
Did you have
right
some
there.
Polish sausage in there?
I had a little bit of spilkus in there. Yes, no, I did have a Polish sausage lodged in the lining of my heart at that moment.
Danny, what have you done?
Danny. You can't, you know what? It's almost unfair because you mentioned, yeah, it's 10 Bears. It's Walter Payton. It's Walter freaking Payton. So when you inject that, that's an automatic 10 Bears. I am going to pull them off this card. I don't know, Danny, if you could see right now, but I have little Bears stickers that I will be sending you. Robbie, get some postage ready. We got to send this to Danny, okay? 10 Bears.
You're getting some Bears your way, Danny. Don't you worry.
Nice job, Danny. Now, I really thought this was going to be a big bust, but that is good.
Wow. Yeah. The lack of confidence, wow. Danny. The lack of confidence.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen, Grody, yeah. I cherish. I'm not saying that all of my bits haven't been 10 out of 10 bits, but you know, if I am going to commit to your bit, I'm not going to ruin your bit.
Yeah.
If I could put Caleb Williams, Walter Payton, and 1983 in the same fact,
irresistible.
I gotta say,
irresistible. Yeah. That is, yeah. Wow, man. That you. Congratulations, Danny.
You know what's sad? It's like when you say that at another workplace, like nobody's getting it. Like you just have this thought and you can't say it to your coworkers because they don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I think they understand Walter Payton.
But not to the extent.
Yeah.
They don't understand the layers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, you'll see this graphic later on today on First Things First. But the fact that I could – yeah, so anytime I could put Walter Payton and Caleb Williams' picture next to each other on TV, obviously I'm going to take the opportunity. But the 1983 component made me feel like I needed to share it with you guys first. It just made me happy, and I couldn't hold it for Wednesday since I knew Grody would be in Dallas.
Well, thank you for that. And today is overwhelming because I didn't think it could get any better than the last rookie tight end to have a 100-yard receiving game was –
Yep.
Heart attack, Mike Ditka. So I was like, the pressure was really on. Yeah, put that on your little graphic. Put that in your little graphic for your little TV show.
Yeah, but that one's Bear specific. At least this one's like,
you know, that, exactly. Wide. Exactly. That's Bears. I can't get that on the TV show. That was Bears.
Yeah, because I'm like, why are you putting all this Bear stuff in?
Well, cutaways of guys dressed as Ditka, Danny. So many on like yesterday.
Danny Ditka.
Halloween Bears got to make that costume. But, you know, like the genius who invented the Polish sausage with the Italian beef?
Yeah. It's a very important person. Little, yeah, of course.
The little mixture, the little twofer there. Yeah. That's what my Bears stat was with your Bears stat.
It's the combo, man.
I go Caleb and sweetness. You go Loveland to Ditka.
Oh my God!
We get beef and sausage. Hot,
like those are the aces. Those are the wild cards in the Uno deck. You know what I'm saying? Like you pull those out, it's like there's nothing you could do now.
And Robbie Danny is growing a mustache.
Not good,
like,
Danny. Real
like
bad.
I feel like it's all coming
Gave
together.
Gave me bad genes.
Our little Robbie.
All right, I'll see you guys later. I'll talk to you.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Bears.
Yeah.
10 Bears, Danny. Good job. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Bear, see you Wednesday, Danny.
I feel like he's getting his he wants to tell somebody about the 83 and he couldn't.
He had a need.
Yeah.
The need was met.
But yeah, bringing it to Payton. I mean, the 83 thing is like dessert. The main meal, though, is 34.
A little sweetness.
Like, you just can't deny that. Like, I was ready to shoot Danny down. Like, in my heart, it wasn't going to be good enough.
And then
he busted out what he busted out. And now I know why he called.
Grody
now I know why he called.
Clutching his heart.
Because I've been having palpitations since the beginning of this episode.
Grody, can I say you were ready to defecate on his idea?
Oh, my God.
No.
Layla, do something about the defecation talk.
No, that's also part of the bit.
It's inappropriate.
No, everybody's got their bits. I can't rule on them. That's not my job. I'm not a mom.
Poke it out, you know? I mean, unbelievable.
That was precious. I'm sorry, Robbie. I thought the mustache fit in with the Ditka talk. I thought your dad would want to know you were growing a mustache.
Yeah, he kind of got off the air pretty quickly after. Once the Robbie talk started,
he bailed.
What happened there?
He abandoned me. My father abandoned me. He also gave me terrible genes. Like, this mustache sucks.
You're the good-looking
Just
Danny
don't
Parkins.
Hang out with, like, my family where we can grow mustaches in, like, 2 days, you know, and then you're good.
This is 2 weeks, and it's truly the worst thing that's happened to me.
I will never forget the first time I heard somebody tell me they couldn't grow facial hair, and I was like, what are you talking about? That's not a possibility
it's
in
come
life.
In handy now, like with beards being so popular, like the 2 day people are winning now. Really, right?
Are beards popular?
Very popular.
Oh,
yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, Layla?
Because you casually can change your facial hair at all times.
But am I wrong about that?
I can't. I have no connectors.
Layla.
I just goatee.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, just goatee.
Oh, I didn't know you had
a beard. That's all I can do.
Don't the majority of men between 30 and I'd say 40 have a beard now? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I don't think
the
majority have.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of people. Yeah.
Majority might have some type of facial hair.
Ray.
How about that?
Look at Ray. All bearded
Ray's
up over
gifted.
There.
I know. Ray's,
all furred up.
Ray's a 2-day beard guy.
That's really good, Ray. Yeah.
I had a mustache in the 6th grade, man.
Did you really?
Hey,
don't mess with me.
Hey, wait, wait. Right.
You were the 6th grader with a mustache?
That's right.
Since we've
like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah, hey, man, got a mustache. Yep, yeah, I got one. Yep, I got a mustache.
I'm literally
yeah.
so jealous of 6th grade you. Like, I'm
I can't believe people want facial hair this badly. I'd been trying to get rid of it for years.
Facial hair frightened me on young, like on junior high kids. That's scary, man.
Ray has sent us some news. I think it's breaking news.
Is it breaking?
Yeah, I mean, man. Because you know what?
Furry
I need
Ray.
You all to dare to dream right now. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire.
Join Wildfire
restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. John Heyman says Cody Bellinger has opted out.
Wow.
He's coming to the Cubs.
Whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, we all expected Cody Bellinger to opt out. Let's start with that.
Hey, that first step had to happen.
Okay, that's fair.
But you have heard of me.
I have heard of Cody
You're
Bellinger.
You're the worst pirate I've ever heard of, but you have heard of me. Also, who was laughing after that game? Jaquan Brisker.
Oh, yeah. He did say, he seemed like he was pretty mild in his comments post-game, basically said, this is a wild game. Yes.
It's sad that Jaquan Brisker gets a laugh after that game, after the ludicrous things he was saying.
What did Justin Jefferson say to him in the, I think it was the afternoon show that was playing it last week, where Jaquan Brisker was mic'd up with Justin Jefferson, and they were double teaming Justin Jefferson, and Jaquan's talking trash, and Justin Jefferson's like, what are you talking trash when you guys can't even cover me one-on-one? And he shut him up.
Yikes.
In that moment.
No, I kind of love it, though. Like, I love the perseverance. All right, we already decided to take calls in our next segment, and we clearly took one from Danny and Will Matt earlier.
He won, man. He won.
So let's take another call. Who should we go with, Ray? Ray's on the phone.
Tony.
Tony and Joliet, you're on the score.
Tony.
Hey guys. What a great day. And I want to start off first, Layla. 10 years I was online. I was trying to get on and talk to you, and Ray wasn't able to get me on that day. You guys were really busy. But what you've done in Chicago media, what you have transferred to what women represent in this town, you are the Caitlin Clark of Chicago Sports Radio. I love you. Your parents should be so proud of you. And my point on Caleb, when you see special, you don't analyze special as one negative thing, like maybe he doesn't throw over the middle as well. When somebody's special that has eyes behind their head and can move out of the pocket like I've never seen anybody do, throw on the run. At that young age, and you have a coach like Ben Johnson, that game was so fun. We saw stuff we haven't seen ever with the Chicago Bears. Touchdowns from people throwing that never threw, even getting Bajan in there to throw him one. It was the coolest game ever. And I think with this lineup, every week is going to get better. And we just have to be patient. But I think, I really believe in a couple years, we're going to be talking about this team on Super Bowl Sunday. I just think they have it all. They have the foundation. And Caleb has poise. And poise at a young age to be able to come in and talk to your huddle and say, guys, be poised. We're going to get this done. They believe in him. And if the players believe in him, the fans should. Because the players make money on how good he does. The fans don't. And if the fans support him, that's all that players support him. That's all that matters. So, guys, love you. Grody, it used to be the Bears. Every time I hear Bears, now I'm thinking like Bears.
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 Yeah.
Bears.
Just make it easier for yourself. Bears.
Can I just get a clarification? Which Super Bowl Sunday are we going to see the Bears in?
A couple years.
2 years.
Okay. 2 years. All right.
I like it. Right. I like the way you're talking.
I go 3 years with it. I do.
Bears.
Okay. 3 years is good. Tony, thank you for the kind words, and thanks for calling in. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and you can join Tony. We are going to take your calls on this Football Monday presented to you by Plumbers 911 and Busey Bank and Great Clips. So let's continue at more of your calls, 312-644-6767, next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.